This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Smart Card Marketing Systems. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SMKG. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Massimo Barone. Massimo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be back.
Excellent. I know you were with us in February of earlier this year, but I want to get the new listeners up to speed. What does your company do?
SmartCard's a company. We specialize in fintech and paytech applications. We develop platforms as a service. So we develop and white label commerce strategies for banks and enterprises.
Excellent. You know, I want to get right to it. Let's just go over a couple of things. What is the current AI runway for SMKG?
Well, I'm glad you asked. AI has become such a huge undertaking lately, and it's all over the place. And, you know, the news and everyone is asking, what's the strategy? You know, about a year and a half ago, we acquired a chatbot AI system from a company overseas. And we've really worked on developing the whole strategy of the company around it for banks and telecom, for digital onboarding, a CRM for client relationship management, and automation of tasks for both the customer and the employee for an enhanced work experience, and collecting the data to enrich the response mechanisms in the environment. And I think what's become very clear in the whole chatbot segment relating to AI is that, you know, it can be more than just a utility service. It's actually becoming a performing tool, for the client experience, which, clients are really appreciative now and adopting the whole environment.
Wow. Excellent. Let's dive a little, deeper into fintech. What about platforms as a service for banks? What do you guys have for that?
Well, SmartCard, we've developed over 22 platforms. They're all proprietary. We have for cross-border, and we have what's called a terminal management system through our minority partner, Xpay, and that's a payment switch. So what it does is we white label the whole solution center around a bank, and we enable them for B2B, B2C, customer banking, or corporate, and we enable all their payment functions so they can compete in the market. As you know, major players like Goldman Sachs have partnered with Apple, and JP Morgan Chase is really thriving in the arena for the payment space. So, we help the small and mid-sized banks compete in that arena by providing the whole platform as a service. So we almost eliminate CapEx for them to enter into the market, and we activate all those functions for them so that they're no longer just a deposit-taking bank. They can actually become almost a fintech itself.
Wow. Let's dive into your channel partners. I understand you have new ones. Tell me about them.
Yeah, while all this is going on, we continuously build our segments. We have multiple markets that are being built out in the embedded payment side of our business. Just for example, we recently finalized a very large build integration with FacilitaPay, which gives us a whole reach into Latin America, specifically Mexico and Brazil. So what that does for us as a company and our partners in those markets is it's a frictionless entry. So it's software with embedded payments ready to activate, so we can activate channels without the delay of having to find financial partners in the region. So the customer experience is widely accepted. The resellers or consultants that are working with us have an immediate go-to action plan. So, and for us, the benefit is that we can directly activate corporate accounts or larger businesses that require an all-in-one solution.
Excellent. Yeah, it sounds like a very, you know, exciting time over there at Smart Card Marketing Systems. What do you think, you know, I know that you're not a fortune teller, but what do you think the rest of 2023 has for your company, and where do you see it going by December of this year?
Well, you know, if we look to the past, we can figure out the future almost. But right now, you know, one of the key areas for us is, you know, we have a strategy, and that's to license banks and enterprises. And I'm not going to say it's you know, a bad for a good, but you know, when there's a shakeup in the industry, or in this case, multiple industries, and it's in the financial sector, budgets get cut, staff get chopped. So what happens is that companies and banks, you know, they kind of get derailed from their original plans. So for us to come in with these platforms at this time to help them stay on track, keep relevant, and then try to continuously grow is the perfect storm for us, because you know, we go in with a limited CapEx model and we're still able to activate their business runway. So we want to be there right in front with them. So 2023 should still be a fairly exciting year. You know, obviously there's going to be a little bit of a you know, shakeup going on, but if we pick the right customers and partners, you know, we should ride the storm very well.
Folks, you've been listening to Massimo Barone. He is the CEO of Smart Card Marketing Systems. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SMKG. Massimo, I'm going to give you the final word here. What do you want to be the takeaway from today's interview?
You know, take a look at Smart Card. We're truly undervalued. You know, we've invested a lot in our technology. We have a host of platforms that cater to multiple industries. But we really specialize in paytech and payments as a service. And I think if you look at us entirely, you'll see that whether it's crypto, blockchain, or banking, our platforms as a service model will accelerate.
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing you back in the next 30 to 60 days as your company makes updates. It's been a real pleasure to sit down with you today, sir.
Thank you, Kevin, for the time. I appreciate you letting us have a voice.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.